This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
End of the year, I say this kind of like a little mini countdown to me as I drive around and remind myself, we can get through this. We can get through this. It amazes me what I see on the streets with people just going crazy, I think, with that last-minute shopping and also running to mail whatever it is they're going to mail. So somewhere I was today, and I thought I would tell you all this story, and what a way to open up America tonight when so much is going on. But I know you can relate to this. I call it the buzz in your backyard and mine, the hurriedness. No matter if you're in a big town or if you're in a large city, you understand what that shuffle is like to UPS or mailing things off by the good old post office. Joining us right at the top is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, I know that you mail things out on time, so you probably had everything mailed out by the end of November, right?
I don't deal with the post office. I'm usually a pretty good boss with my interns, but the one kind of mean thing I do is I have them take care of all my post office duty, all my mail and stuff like that. Just so I don't have to deal with that, because I have a phobia of post offices, I guess.
That's so funny. I have that same phobia as you. But you were at the White House. Were you at, was that a press gathering? I saw a photograph of you and the president and the first lady and somebody else.
Yeah, that was my girlfriend. This is for the White House holiday party for the press. This is actually kind of interesting. We were taking the photo, and in the middle of it, I kind of leaned in and said, Mr. President, I may have told my girlfriend that you and I are best friends, so just go with it. And lo and behold, the President of the United States actually did. He tried to make me look cool. He ended up saying, oh, well, it's true. Me and him, we play poker. We go bowling. And then Michelle Obama ended up joining in as well and told my girlfriend, oh, yeah, no, he said so much about you. He's a real nice guy, but sometimes he makes stuff up. But, you know, overall, he's fine. So, one of the more surreal moments of my life, the President of the United States going out of his way to make me look cool in front of the girl. It was weird. It was great.
I love that. That's so funny. So you were there. You did that holiday thing. Time is ticking away from the Obama administration. And in the meantime, what he also did is the president said that the U.S. must and has to take and will take action against Russia in response to cyber interference with the election. So what does that mean?
Well, you know, this was something that broke later in the day, essentially saying that there are going to be repercussions against the Russians in the closing days of his administration. You know, whether or not he's actually going to be able to do a robust response remains to be seen, considering how little time is left. But tomorrow he is giving his final press conference of his administration before he leaves for Christmas in Hawaii, and we expect that to be one of the key issues that he's going to be asked about. So, you know, this is interesting. This is obviously something that he wants to elaborate on and talk about. Otherwise, he probably would have announced it after the final press conference took place. So that should be a pretty good indicator of how serious the administration is going to be taking this moving forward.
Wow. In the meantime, as the farewellser said, this Russian hack deal is happening. Then there's even, to piggyback on that, and we know this because this has been talked about, and although he proclaimed he had nothing to do with it whatsoever. Julian Assange, they're saying that, you know, he's saying now, hey, Russia may have played a role in it, but I didn't play any role in it. Because remember, there were a lot of people going after him saying that he tilted this away from Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. You know, this is something that Assange has been saying through himself or more likely his allies within the British government, who keep in pretty close touch with him. They have been coming out and saying that Assange told them that it was an American source who ended up giving him the information in the first place, And that, of course, adds a whole new layer of drama to this. The fact that, you know, the CIA report said that it was not necessarily a Russian, you know, agent itself who brought this information forward, but somebody who was perhaps acting on Russia's orders one step removed. And that could have very well been who exactly went to Julian Assange in the first place. You know, this is on top of some new reports that we're getting that Putin, apparently, according to some pretty confident reports from the intelligence community, was the one who actually coordinated how the release was going to move forward, where the information was going to go. And that just makes this all the more stranger. And it really has the trappings of an old Cloak and Dagger movie.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It'll be fascinating to watch how that, you know, how that all plays out. All right, in the meantime, as we look kind of ahead, I mean, now really pretty much this is break time, right? Everybody's going out, and then it's, let's, you know, usher in the new year. When will Congress really get started cranking again when we jump into 2017? Is it right around that inauguration time, right after that?
I believe they're getting back on January 3rd or 4th to get back to business. And, you know, there's obviously not much time to get much, done in the remainder of it. But what we could see is a couple of confirmation hearings being held early just to make sure that some of the more key, members of the administration are put into place before, anything moves forward. We've heard some rumblings that Trump could very well announce his Supreme Court nominee before, the inauguration, to kind of get that rolling as well. So there's going to be a lot of, focused on what the next presidency is going to look like. But of course that's, probably going to be bogged down with a lot of news surrounding the Russia information. Although we now know that, according to the intelligence community, due to the probe that the president has ordered, there is not yet going to be a public congressional briefing on, what is known, from the CIA assessment.
All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. All right, coming up on America Tonight, another version of Odds and Ends. I will say this, though. I'm going to throw this in because, we do that nail the score thing. Now, this was not the game of the week, thank goodness, but, the computer was smart enough in Minnesota, not frozen over, not to pick this one, but the Seahawks throttled the Rams. And, of course, not that we thought that that wasn't going to happen, but it played out that way. Jeff Fisher's fired earlier in the week. The Seahawks have clinched the NFC West, so they're going to the playoffs. And Russell Westbrook against a not a great defense threw three touchdowns, and Tyler Lockett went for 130 yards and a score, and it was a win that was important to the Seahawks because they clinch and they move on, and it's another embarrassing loss by the Rams. And remember, here's the thing that all of you can relate to, whether you're a fan or not of football or sports. You, the taxpayers in some of these cities, are paying for these palaces. Stan Kroenke moves the Rams from St. Louis back to Los Angeles. People are sort of excited about it, some people anyway. But he's got to get enthusiasm really going because they're building a new stadium. And guess who has to be willing to chip in for that? And they've agreed to that. That would be the people of Los Angeles. So they would like to see some wins. At least I'm assuming that. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I mentioned this just the other day. 9 million and counting, part of the Dollywood Foundation, giving back to the people who really lost so much in those horrific fires, the Tennessee wildfire. In fact, the president just declared the Tennessee wildfire a major disaster, and it really was a major disaster. When you see some of the photographs from Gatlinburg and that whole area, it's hideous. It's hideous what happened. And to me, it's really about the people who lost lives, and any of the people there would tell you the same thing. But then when you put together what's happened as a result of that, you think 2,400 structures in Gatlinburg and the surrounding areas, 14 people were killed. 14 people were killed, and some of those stories, I mean, all the stories are sad, but people trying to get out had no, just completely surrounded by the fire, had no way to do anything. So the great news is that her foundation, people are donating to that foundation, and the money gets funneled right to the people because they're going to need it. Going through that process can be arduous and depressing and very long, a very, very long road to coming back from that. All right. By the way, if you were jumping on healthcare.gov today to try to grab up some health insurance and were frustrated because, I don't know, maybe you couldn't get through or whatever, the Fed said, well, don't panic. We've extended the midnight deadline for the Affordable Care Act insurance by 4 days. So if you're trying to get through to the call centers, you're trying to log on to healthcare.gov, you're trying to buy insurance, you're going to be able to probably still do that as long as you get in there in the next couple of days. They said that an enrollment momentum was building leading up to the deadline, which shows you people waiting to the last second, of course. And about 700,000 people signed up for plans Monday and Tuesday alone. So you can only imagine how many people signed up for plans on what they thought was the deadline. By the way, California, New York, and Connecticut operate their own exchanges, and they had Saturday, December 17th. As their deadlines for the January 1st coverage. You know, as you know, and I've mentioned on the show, one of the first items on the hit list of President-elect Trump is to repeal Obamacare and to change what's happening in the health insurance world. I think that's going to take a little time, but we'll see what happens with that. But certainly, that would be odds and ends. If you're listening to me and you have to get that coverage, apply for that coverage, whatever, so that you've got something. Because here's where people get confused. You know, it used to be catastrophic insurance so that if something happened, you were taking a gamble, okay, I can't get health insurance, I can't afford it, whatever. But if I have catastrophic, something happens, catastrophic, a car accident, whatever, I'm covered. And now a lot of that, because of the Affordable Care Act has certainly changed. So you may be signing up for it and maybe waiting on the phone for a while if you have to call somebody and ask them a bunch of questions. So this would concern me, and I brought this up the other night about the whole self-driving cars. You know, Uber was talking about that, and there was a self-driving Uber that ran a red light in San Francisco. Well, that would be kind of frightening, wouldn't it? What, are you going to scream at the non-driver? So it was caught on camera running a red light. And, you know, they just launched the fleet of the self-driving Volvo SUVs before that happened. But a dashboard video captured them running the light. So there was no questioning it. But that would not be good if we had those kinds of cars on the road. In fact, somebody tweeted out, which is just this is the brilliance of social media. The immediacy of it, this is when it's real good. Ready for this? So there's this woman named Annie Goss, I think is her name. Hello, Annie, if you're listening to the show. And she tweeted out, just passed a self-driving Uber that lurched into the intersection on Van Ness on a red, nearly hitting my Lyft. So she was in a car that was being driven, that was another service, and that's what happened. And then moments later, she posted an image out of the back window of the Lyft that showed the Uber in the intersection. So she quickly snapped that photo, I thought was, again, brilliant, for her to post that to just show how quickly that went through. I mean, obviously, these cars aren't ready for prime time, and they're not ready to hit the streets without someone monitoring them. Someone from the company was likely behind the wheel, they say. And what they did say was that the running the red light in the video was an error by the person monitoring the car. But it was due to human error. Well, see, this is just another way to say, oh, we're not going to give you a permit. Because look what happened. Oh, a person didn't monitor it well enough. And does that make us feel good about having these cars on the road? Well, the answer is no. Of course people are not going to feel good about it. No, they're not going to feel good. All right, let's move on to another what I would call odds and ends kind of deal. And it's this one. Did you know? And I sort of did know this. If I were taking a guess, if we were playing a game, if we were playing a Christmas time game to burn up some time among family members, a trivia game, and you asked me to name where I thought the four richest counties would be in the United States, I have a feeling I'd be good at this. I'd have a feeling I would tell you, yes, the suburbs of Washington, D.C., because you have to think of what the people do there. And sure enough, that's the answer. Loudoun County, Virginia, the median household income, $125,000, plus Falls Church City, Virginia, $122,000 and change. Fairfax, $112,000. You get the idea. Howard County, $110,000. Well, because you got to think about this. You have a lot of government type of people who work in the areas. A lot of times it's two incomes or just one person that works for the government and somebody else is going to school or doing whatever. Now, of the 10 richest counties in the nation, 9 are suburbs of that city, because think about, again, the federal government, right? So that would be pretty big. And I went purposely and I looked down to see the rest of the list. You could throw in a Douglas County, Colorado. You could throw in a Los Alamos County in New Mexico. For some of you listening to me in New Jersey, you know a lot of people with serious bucks live in New Jersey. There's a couple of places there that make the list. Morris County, New Jersey does. Hunterdon County, New Jersey makes the list too. So you get the drift here. Maryland, New Jersey, California all have 3 counties on the top 20 list for what it's worth. And this is Census Bureau information, by the way. And I wonder if how accurate. I think it is pretty accurate, though. I do. But I just wonder what people are saying on the whole census thing. You know, they have that push to try to get everybody to fill out the census. Fill out the census! And don't they always want you to do that at the most inopportune times to be part of a census? All right, so we have Uber that wants to self-drive itself around and snap up passengers, but then they go through an intersection and blame it on human error. And now we have McDonald's that would like to deliver food to your door in January. No, I'm serious. So you want to get a Big Mac? Doesn't it seem fairly easy now? Aren't the golden arches almost everywhere? I think it's pretty easy to get fast food. But, hey, pizza delivery, all kinds of other delis and restaurants deliver food. So I guess the Big Mac folks, the McDonald's people, think they can do it too. They're going to test delivery. So they're going to offer an option, a delivery option from about 200 restaurants in Orlando, Tampa, and Miami starting in late January. People can order off the menu and have their food delivered to their door thanks to Uber Eats, the app, or the website. And here's what I would wonder. Fast food is cheap. So if I just wanted a Big Mac and fries and a shake or something, they're going to deliver it for that. There must be a minimum, I would think. It would have to be like a crowd. We'll have to look into it. We're gonna put the researchers of this show to work, and we're going to figure out what is the minimum order for you to get your food delivered from McDonald's. Stay with us.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, pieces of meat.
Time to hit the campaign trail. It's getting closer and closer to inauguration. So you know what that means. It's all about politics, folks, right? It's about the tsunami that's about to smash into Washington that we've got a lot of hopes pinned on. I just mentioned the extension of signing up for health care, the frustrations of what's happened with health care. I've told you my personal experiences, a couple of different things that happened to me as a result of affordable health care. I like the idea of the pre-existing conditions. I like the idea that, okay, let's fix the system, but I don't like the idea that it still has lots of problems and problems that are growing, especially when it comes to trying to afford it. So the idea of saying affordable, it's not affordable. In fact, I'll tell this story because I have these stories in my own life. I have a good friend who's single who lives in New York City. And she's you know, starting in her career. She's doing well. In another area, she would be doing really well. But in New York, you can, you know, double everything you pay for. A movie isn't $10 or $11. It's $21 or $22. So the long and the short of it is that she's an entrepreneur and has to get her own health care. So there's no company to subsidize it in any way. So getting health care, she was so excited because she gets to pay $700 a month and gets a better coverage rate, gets more coverage than she did last time, so she'll be able to afford things she couldn't afford before, like dentistry. I'm like, oh, this is awful. So it's not great. It's not. And I've said this before as well. I think the problem, one of the biggest problems that I have is when it was passed, the idea was, okay, this is not perfect. This has a lot of problems in it. We know that. But we're going to fix them. We're going to compromise. We're going to fix them. The Republicans are going to get on board. The Democrats are going to help. We're going to fix it because, remember, Republicans tried to do it before, too, and it didn't happen. So bottom line is it's a mess. It's a mess, and it's definitely a financial mess, and it's a necessity. So, you know, what do you do? That's number one on the list, and it should be. Fix this thing. Figure it out. How are we the only country, or why are we the country that has the worst health care insurance? Or one of the worst. Not the worst, but one of the worst. All right, so let's talk about what's happening on the political path. In this day, in these couple of days, what's happened? It's about nominations, and Rex Tillerson's experience has come under massive scrutiny as the CEO of Exxon, some on board, some not on board, but this is to be expected. Then there's conversation, this isn't about Post, but about what about the Supreme Court, because that's also going to be high on the list, because since Antonin Scalia died, we're minus a Supreme Court justice, and especially for Trump Republicans, this is a big deal. So this, I would think, would be very, I don't think, I know, this is high on the list. Get somebody in there, start that process of nominating somebody, and the list has already begun, so let's just make this happen. Let's move on from there. All right, and here's a couple of other announcements. Like, we knew this was going to happen, but Rona Romney McDaniel has been tapped as the next RNC chair. That's a big deal. Michigan Republican Party Chair Rona Romney McDaniel is the Republican National Committee, the next chair. That's a huge job. There have been rumors circulating about that was going to happen. And she was part of the big push to help Donald Trump. So this is huge news that she gets this post. And of course, she's the niece of the former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, who is being considered for Secretary of State. I mean, Trump singled her out during the New York fundraiser on Wednesday, where supporters and donors met for a private thank you session. So, you know, he gave her a shout out when she was in Grand Rapids. This is a good move on the part of Donald Trump and his vetting crew, because she worked hard and she deserved to get that spot. So that's a good place to go, is to push for her and have her get that gig. And so now she takes over, and then you got Priebus there, so he can get her up to speed, you know, pretty quickly. All right, how about this? I talked about the Feds lifting the rates and how there might be a couple of other jumps in the interest rates. And so we're going to swing to business for a second. The dollar has, and because this is politics too on the campaign trail, the dollar rallied to its strongest level, rather, since way back in the early 2000s against the euro. Gold plunged at the prospect of a steeper path for interest rates, because that's not good. So we've seen kind of a bounce back in a couple of different directions. Financial shares drove gains in major American equity benchmarks. And so we saw a couple of things slip because of the interest rate. But gold went to a 10-month low. I think that climbs back up because it had hit a really nice stride. It was hitting a nice stride. So then that, I think, rallies back, though. It's reaction to what's happening with the Fed rates. So even though it sank,
I think it bounces back. The future sank to 2.9%. That's 1,129.80 an ounce, if you want to know the exact number that it is. And like I said, I think all of that bounces back around, but politics involved in that, that's part of what happens when you see a bounce. How about this? Labor Secretary Perez has now entered that race for the DNC chair. So while the Republicans and Donald Trump have figured out, boom, here's our person, she deserves it, she worked hard, Priebus is in the White House, the Labor Secretary, Tom Perez, decides he wants to throw his name into the ring to become the next DNC chairman, shaking up a campaign that has so far been dominated, really, by Congressman Keith Ellison, a Democrat from Minnesota. He says, I'm in the race because I really believe that this is one of those where were you kind of things. It's not just about the future of the Democratic Party. It's more than that. It's the future of America. Perez promised to return the DNC's 50-state strategy that was implemented back in the Howard Dean years in the 2000s, because a lot of the party officials are frustrated. They think they were ignored by the national party under Wasserman Schultz. So Perez saying he wants in. He wants to counter. He wants to be that person. In the meantime, the back and forth of Sheriff Joe Arpaio continues as he insists that Obama's birth certificate is a forgery. The Maricopa County, Arizona sheriff jumped into a different kind of politics when he opened this up at a press conference to release information he says that proves that the president's long-form birth certificate is a forgery. He said he received information in 2011 that indicated the certificate could have been forged. He consulted forensic experts from around the world who say it is not authentic. He and his team are not claiming that Obama was not born in Hawaii, but only that the long-form birth certificate is not authentic. And, you know, that was the thing that was questioned. So he's trying to say, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is a forgery. He said we went and followed the evidence, and that's what that was about. They had the stamped date. We know that we've talked about this before. That had the exact same angle. A set of twins were born 5 minutes apart, had birth certificates where the stamp did not align exactly, yada, yada. And the 84-year-old sheriff, of course, lost his bid for re-election, faces an April 4th trial on misdemeanor contempt charges for continuing immigration patrols for 17 months after a judge in a racial profiling case ordered him to stop. He still did it anyway. Who knows where that ends up with Sheriff Joe. People really like him, and he tried to do whatever he could, I think, to try to help a really tenuous situation at best in Arizona, because they've had a lot of problems with drugs, with human trafficking coming over the border, some really sad tales, and he was trying to put an end to it. So he started what he thought was the right thing to do the patrols and to pull people in. All right, hang with us. Coming up, news you can abuse. We need some light stuff here. We're doing it next.
Paid non-attorney's spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Ah, that's rocking to News You Can Abuse here in this final segment for this hour on America Tonight. This is a pretty good one. How about this? You know, I just had this conversation with someone. I bet very few of you had this conversation about who would write my obituary. And I know, morbid, isn't it? It's a little morbid. I don't know how it came up, but they were saying, I want to do it. So they were arguing about who would do it. So I was reading this story out of Concord, New Hampshire, where they were talking about Chris Connors and the fact that this was a guy who definitely went his own way. And he was a 67-year-old guy who died, and his name is Connors. He was stabbed saving a woman during a mugging in New York. He got stranded in a life raft for 40 hours off of Panama. These are true. He reached base camp at Mount Everest at the age of 64. He had ALS and pancreatic cancer. He died December 9th. At his home, he was surrounded by his family. Just 15 hours before, his family says he was dancing an Irish jig. So what they wrote, the obit for him that was published in the SeaCoastOnline.com this week detailed him as a man who lived 1,000 years in the 67 calendar years we had with him because he attacked life. And in the first line, they talked about him dying of whiskey and stubbornness. So, bravo. It sounds like he lived life to the fullest, and that is pretty amazing. It makes you want to know more about his story, actually, when you hear those little tidbits about what he did. And 40 hours stranded in a life raft, I wonder what happened there. I don't have any explanation, for that. All right, so let's move on to another one. There is this game that you may remember if you're ancient called Nintendo. Did you ever play Nintendo? And I was just looking at something, because, you know, we keep talking about what are the new things that kids are playing with, and but what about the Nintendo classics? Well, Nintendo has made a comeback. Nintendo has these, they've got the Wii, of course, console. They have Nintendo 3DS. They have Nintendo 2DS. And then, of course, all the classic games. So Super Mario Run is, they say, a hopeful glimpse of what they hope to do with their mobile, meaning on your phone, you could see the thick mustached Mario, and it's the Mushroom Kingdom all over again. Princess Peach, just trying to save her life, baking cookies, throwing parties, and Mario comes over, trying to save her, confident once again he can save her. And apparently there's a lot of interest in this game. So Super Mario Run takes us back in time and then forward in time, because the whole Mushroom Kingdom thing and all that sort of stuff is pretty interesting. They're developing something that caters and embraces the strengths of a device that they didn't have before. So, because, in other words, hardware-wise, you've got the phone camera, you've got the GPS, and that's, they're using this in Mario Run. And so I have a feeling it may be popular. Because, you know, there's that thing of what's old is gets recycled again and comes back. It's like books. More people are reading books. If you look around, even younger people, you see people with books in their hands because they want the sensation. I think people want the sensation of a book. And they don't always want to be staring at a screen. Ugh, I'm so one of those people. Staring at the screen. That blue screen that's not supposed to be good for you anyway. All right, how about this? This is a brave dude. There's a picture somebody snapped of a West Virginia man sharing and sharing with an orphan bear cub, feeding him, you know, hands feeding this cub. Cubs, that can be dangerous, because where's the mama bear? And it's the cutest cub, but not tiny. And what happened was, on this farm, this 11-month-old bear that they're calling Yogi was orphaned. He was alone. And so they found him and decided, you know what, we're going to kind of adopt him, give him a little sanctuary. And they kind of built the sanctuary, and I guess this bear is okay. But, you know, see, this is what they encourage you not to do this, because of the fear that the mother bear will find them, come back, and that's disastrous for you if you have that kind of an encounter. And since we're on the animal deal, you know, I have that fascination with alligators. A Florida man investigating vibrations he felt while getting his mail discovered an 8-foot alligator. I saw the picture of it. An 8-foot alligator hiding in a storm drain Luis Camacho captured video of the gator hissing at him from the drain outside of his house. He said he felt these weird vibrations. He thought it was like an earthquake. And then he heard a sound. So he went and he looked into the sewer. Oh, could be dangerous in Florida. He sees an alligator just hanging there and hissing. Kind of, he said it was kind of like a growl. He said he couldn't believe it. But they have seen gators before in that area. It's Orlando. Oh, that'd be frightening. When kids play in storm drains, you feel a vibration. You're thinking it's an earthquake. What is that? It's an earthquake. It turns out it's an alligator. Alligators move fast. People forget that you can't get too close. You can't mess around with that because they could dart out at you in a second. I mean, they really. You want to talk about news you can abuse? News you could die for. I mean, it's frightening. 700 pieces of chocolate-based art. Does that sound good or does it sound like you want to eat it? A French artist who specializes in creating art from chocolate displayed those 700 pieces of thought-provoking confections at a Chinese exhibition. And I looked at the video of it. It looks real. You had depictions of the Eiffel Tower, terracotta army, China's terracotta army, musical instruments. It was, I have to say, it was pretty cool. I think people would be hard-pressed to want to eat the chocolate. But someone's got to eat it eventually, right? After they take it apart, can't keep it forever. And this artist is, his name is Popoff. And the detail on this is pretty incredible. And he's displayed his, I've heard of his name, he's displayed his work in like 50 cities around the world. And when you look at it, the detail, again, the detail in it is so, I mean, just so incredible. Right? It's so incredible. It almost looks real. It's chocolate, but it almost looks real. Let's put it that way. And then hats off to a Michigan high school basketball player. I love these when people drain a half-court buzzer beater. And that's what happened. A video of the buzzer beater shot from more than half a court away went viral. Because, yeah, that's a big deal to make that kind of shot. This is out of Battle Creek, Michigan. Joni Waite Bowers had a video posted of her daughter, JC, who nailed it. I mean, absolutely nailed the shot. Now, if she was at a professional basketball game, an NBA game, and she hit one of those half-court shots, who knows, that could be for $1 million. She did go viral, though. That's a pretty big deal. It's a big deal that you're listening to this show. I thank you. Catch you in the next hour here on America Tonight.
David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.